This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very, very good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, thank you. And I just caught the tail end of your discussion about Wagner music there. Interestingly, just from a Sydney, Australian perspective, not long ago, a play was put on here specifically about that issue, about Wagner and his music. And what emerged from that was that what not only was Wagner associated with the Holocaust, but if one looks at the lyrics of his Ring cycle and some of the works that he did, there's some appalling anti-Semitic content in there. Plus, it is known that Hitler himself liked Wagner's, even though Wagner died before Hitler became the tyrant that he was. Hitler liked Wagner's music and used some of it apparently in his marches and in his promotions. So there certainly is a very strong link between Wagner himself and everything that came afterwards.
Was that play written by Victor Gordon?
Yes, that's right. A former South African. South African, yes.
All right.
Yes, exactly.
So there's a South African link as well to that. So it's interesting, Vic. I'm interested in your thoughts. What happened was yesterday my son played a song for me and I thought it was really fun and cool. It's modern. It's a modern German song. Plus some people, everybody hated it except for one person. But a lot of the comments I got was it's inappropriate and disgraceful to play anything German on Chai FM, and my question is why? Wagner, of course I understand, because he's associated with the Holocaust, as you say, there's anti-Semitic messaging, Hitler was a massive fan, there's real reason why Wagner himself wasn't, keep as far away from that music as possible. But is it offensive to play modern German music? I don't see it, but also, my grandparents were German, and for me, the language actually has very, very positive associations. Maybe it's different for other people. It's just an interesting conversation to have.
It is an interesting conversation, and my feeling pretty much echoes yours. Personally, I do not believe it is offensive to play anything German on Chai FM, but I would definitely draw the line at Wagner.
Absolutely. All right. Interesting. I'd love your thoughts. 345-19 or 061-895-1019. And in fact, that leads us on to a conversation that you and I wanted to talk about, is that there's been a call to ban the swastika in Australia. Tell us about it.
So what has prompted this is that a Nazi flag, a large Nazi flag with a swastika very boldly in the middle, has been flying on a private property in Australia, outside of Melbourne, and it was flying there for quite a few days, and it prompted a lot of. The good news is it prompted a lot of outrage from local residents, from the local council, from neighbours, etc., etc. And in fact, the flag was eventually taken down by the police after a Jewish politician gathered a lot of support for its removal. So it has actually prompted a lot of debate. The couple, by the way, who was flying the flag, when asked by media why they were doing this, the woman said that she had German ancestry and therefore had the right to fly the banner on her property, given that displaying Nazi symbols is not illegal under Australian law. And so this has prompted a wider debate, and in fact, so much so that The Age is one of the major newspapers in Melbourne. And a daily newspaper and a highly regarded newspaper has written a major editorial just a couple of days ago in which the headline says the swastika is a symbol that must be banned. And it makes a lot of interesting points. So, and it points out, as listeners probably aware, that Germany itself banned the swastika in August 45, right after the war. And then, I beg your pardon, the Allies who were in control of Germany banned it in 45, and then Germany itself just a few years later in 1949. And a number of countries have subsequently banned it, including Hungary, Lithuania, Poland, Ukraine, Eastern European countries. Interestingly, this editorial also cited South Africa and pointed out that since apartheid ended in 1994, South Africa banned the flag, which was the South African flag under the apartheid era, because of what it represented. And so this issue has gained a lot of currency in the media here and a lot of calls. And as I said, this is The Age, which is a mainstream daily newspaper in Melbourne, Australia, calling for the flag to be banned. And I was asked to comment on this in the media, and the point I made was, while agreeing with that, obviously exceptions would have to be made for artistic reasons, for scholarship reasons, for reasons of study. So where there's a legitimate reason to have the flag on display, but that's very different from flaunting it, for example, and having it flying from a flagpole.
Very, very interesting. Is it likely to go ahead?
At this stage, there's no move for that to go ahead. I guess it, and no one, there's no appetite for anyone to pick it up right now, and it hasn't been picked up in the federal legislative arena. So I cannot see it happening in the short term.
All right. The sister of the Jewish schoolboy who was forced to kiss, to kiss the feet of a Muslim classmate receives taunts online. The story is still going on.
The story, unfortunately, is still going on. And just to remind listeners who are not aware of it, some months ago now, a photograph was published which actually went viral. It literally went around the world, where a young Jewish kid, all of 12 years old, was photographed kissing the feet of a Muslim classmate in a park, and a kid from the same, school. The important part of the story was that the gang of students who were forcing him to do this, they were not Muslim students, but they were just, you know, white Anglo-Saxon Australian kids. Moving on from that, the family of this Jewish boy, the one who was kissing the feet of the, of his classmate, has received the most vile taunts. And in the last few days, his sister, who's also 12 years old, has received an appalling message, basically saying, on Instagram, saying, go kiss some shoes like your brother. And the kid's parent, the kid's mother, has received abusive messages, threatening messages, and so much so that, in fact, a 16-year-old boy has been charged with threatening to kill the Jewish schoolboy and his mother. The Jewish boy and his students have both been, and his sister, have both been pulled out of the school where they were, and they've both been relocated to a Jewish day school. So it's a pretty sickening turn of events, I have to say.
I mean, the victims being victimized further, it is horrific. This must be such a shame for the school and for that community.
Very much so. And the poor mother of these two kids who has been targeted with these hate phone calls, bizarre, with these threatening phone calls, with these abusive phone calls. So yes, pretty horrible story.
Finally, some good news. Welcome rains put out half of the bushfires. The images of this rain was just too wonderful.
It was indeed. And so prior to the weekend, there were approximately 120 bushfires in New South Wales, and the number now, fortunately, is down into the 50s. So the rains have had a major effect. I was talking to some firefighters just this morning who are just counting their blessings in terms of that. The danger is still not over by any means. There are still many fires right around the country. With the rains and with more rain predicted, we will see the firefighters getting on top of it. In the meantime, from the Jewish community's perspective, fundraising continues and help continues as well in kind in so many different ways. So the crisis is still there, but hopefully it is slowly being addressed and defeated.
And then, of course, I guess the cleanup begins and trying to repopulate some of these areas with regard to some of the wildlife. It's really been a devastating few months to watch, to see how these how this fire has decimated such a large area.
Particularly when one thinks that the area which has been destroyed is estimated to be half the size of England. And an estimated 1 billion animals to have been destroyed, as well as about over 30 people who have lost their lives as well in fighting these fires or trying to escape from
right.
the fires.
Really, really sad indeed. Time is 6:28, about to go 6:29. Vic Aladev, Chief Executive Officer of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, speaking to us every Tuesday. Thanks, sir, and have a great week. We'll catch you next week.